Ready, play a verse.
My name is John Bayliss, and welcome again to this Gospel Miracle Hour, this 30-minute program. We're so pleased you've joined us. I have good news for you today. God is not angry with you. He loves you, and he has a destiny for you to fulfill. I'd like to open in prayer. Lord, I pray that you grant to your servant this day great boldness, Lord, to preach your word, that, Lord, that you would stretch forth your hand to and heal and perform miraculous signs and wonders through the name of your holy servant Jesus. For this reason, the Son of God was made manifest, that he might destroy the works of the devil. And all God's children said, Amen. Right, today's message is going to be about Easter. Well, the Bible calls it the Passover. When what is God's nature like? His heart is kind. He wants you more than he wants anything else. Because of his great love for you and me, but because of our sinful nature, God sent his own Son in the likeness of sinful men to be a sin offering, and so condemned sin in sinful men. Jesus Christ went to the cross, crucified, shed his precious blood for our sin and sickness. We go to Isaiah 53, 3, 4, and 5, as Isaiah looked through the corridor of time for when the Jewish Messiah would come. It says, he was despised and rejected by men, a man of sorrows and familiar with suffering, like one from whom men hide their faces. He was despised and we esteemed him not, or showed him no respect. Surely he took our infirmities and carried our sorrows, yet we considered him stricken by God, punished by him and afflicted, or caused suffering. Verse 5, but he was pierced for our transgressions, our breaking of the law. He was crushed for our iniquities, our weaknesses, our wickedness. The punishment that brought us peace was upon him, and by his wounds we are healed. See, friends, God's great love for you was Jesus Christ's sacrifice for your deliverance. Your sickness, your diseases, your distress, your rejection, loved ones, he paid it all for your salvation. He will give you peace, the thing which you ask, God will supply. He will give you joy for the bit of gall of rejection. He will give you healing for your sickness. He will give you a new beginning for your failure. He will turn the darkest nights to the brightest day. He is the Father of all hope. Just four reasons why Jesus had to come. Number one, Christ came to meet your need. Luke 5:32. I have not come to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance. See, friends, this free gift of eternal salvation is being offered to everyone. And number two, he came to be the sinner's substitute, to take the place of the sinner. John 10:11. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for his sheep. Friends, the worst sins imaginable are forgiven because of his offering, his shed blood, his sacrificial death on the cross. And number three, he came to do what none other could do. John 14:6. Jesus said, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. Friends, Jesus Christ became mediator between God and man. And number four, he came to provide assurance to the trusting sinner. Luke 7:48-50. Your sins are forgiven. Your faith has saved you. You must continually go in peace. Notice, it's by faith you are saved, friends, not by works. Important to know, you are saved by faith, not by works. Jesus saying, just come as you are. You see, the passion, mercy, love that Jesus Christ manifests towards the lost, he reflects this when he says, let him know that he who turns a sinner from the error of his ways will save a soul from death and cover a multitude of sins. Loved one, you can be assured you're in good hands when you give your life to Christ. our Saviour, the Son of Peace. Friend, if you don't know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Saviour, you're standing at the crossroad in your life. A gift that you do not receive is of no value. God has paid a price for your sin, and eternal life is now available to you, but you must receive it. My mission this day is about the most urgent message you could hear. God loves you. At this very moment, Christ stands at the door of your heart, and he waits for you to invite him in. For all who call upon the name of the Lord will be saved. Will you pray with me? Just follow me along in a simple prayer. Just follow along. Dear Heavenly Father, please forgive me of all my sin. I believe that Jesus is the Christ. He died on the cross for my sin and sickness. Come into my heart and life. I take you as my Lord and Saviour. Amen. Well, friends, if you prayed this simple prayer for the first time, I believe you got born again. And get into a good Bible-based church and give God first place, and he will take you places you never dreamed. Get into a good Bible-based church where the elders there and the pastor can pray with you and for you. Amen. Well, this part of the message, we're going to be praying for the sick. So we go to Matthew 8, 16 and 17. It says it. And when it became evening, they brought to him many who were demon-possessed. And he cast out the spirits with a word, and he healed all who had evil. Thus was fulfilled that spoken through Isaiah the prophet, saying, he took our sicknesses and he bore our diseases. 1 Peter 2:24. Jesus took away our sins himself by means of his body on the cross, so that by dying to our sins, we could live in righteousness, by whose wounds you were healed. I'd like to give a testimony. Just after I started praying for the sick, it was a few years ago now, there was a girl I went to visit. She had a brain tumour. She was blind in one eye, and she had scabs on her sides of her head. I seen her 12 months later after we prayed for her, and the pastor there told me that what had actually happened just after we prayed for her, these scabs on the temples on the side of her head started weeping. Whatever it was just running out of both sides of the temple. And after 3 days, it dried up and the little scabs were gone, and she received her sight back. This is the power of the Holy Spirit. We serve a God who is far more powerful than any cancer or any other demon of sickness. So when you accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Saviour, he took away our sins, sicknesses and diseases, so we could live in righteousness. The Hebrew word for righteousness is hesed. This word translation defies it into any one English word. Hesed means love, mercy, favor, grace, forgiveness, kindness, gentleness, patience, and more rolled into one. You are loved more than you will ever know. His healing power is available now. Not once did Jesus ever place any condition on who was to be healed and who was not to be healed. Healing is for everyone, both then and now, as the gospel plainly reveals and Christ's great commission demonstrates. Jesus gave the church this command in Luke 10:9, and you must continually heal sickness in this city or this place. And you must say to them, the kingdom of God has drawn near to you, or the kingdom of God has arrived. Friends, the kingdom of God has drawn near to you now. I pray, Holy Spirit, if what I have said is from you, then confirm your word with signs following. And the power of the Lord is present to heal the sick now. Believe you received, and you will have. I begin to pray. Lay your hands on the sick or hurting part of your body as I begin to pray. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Son of the living God, I rebuke every form of infirmity. I rebuke every form of disease. I rebuke and I cast out cancer. You are cursed at the root. I command you to die, and I cast you out in the name of Jesus Christ. Holy Spirit, I release your healing power. I command a reconstructive, recreative miracle to take place where it needs to take place. Thank you, Holy Spirit, I release your healing power. And I command health and healing into every physical body. And divine health freely flows into the lives of these listeners. I command every life that is in torment, everyone that is stressed, I bind and break your power, and I command you, release God's people. Be healed and made whole. For your name is Jehovah Shalom, our peace. You are peace. Thank you, Jesus. You are peace. I give you praise, Father, that the enemy has been defeated. And the peace of God has now healed every broken heart. There is peace. Every sorrow is lifted right now. There is healing. Every burden and yoke, it is destroyed. Because you, our Lord, are the joy in the morning. You, our Lord, are more than enough. You, our Lord, are our strength and our song, and we magnify your holy name. I thank you that you are our righteousness. You are our shepherd. You are our divine giver of life. Let the power of this blessing rest upon you and in you and be imparted by you when you use God's word in the authority of Jesus' name. And friends, know that it is God's will for you to be healed. Believe you have received, and you will have it, like the testimony I just gave. 3 days later, before the brain tumor was completely cleared up, the Bible says you shall recover, or you shall get well. Some healings take seconds, minutes, hours, some days. But the promise is, you shall get well, you shall be healed. So act your faith, try moving, and look for the improvements. It's important to look for the improvements. Maintain a good confession and test the area to see if there's an improvement. I mean, know that it is God's will for you to be healed. It's important to know that. And do not fear. And use your authority as a believer. Make sure you're living in right relationship with God and each other. We must forgive. No holding on to grudges or being vindictive. Walk in love. Maintain a good confession. Your words are powerful, friends. Maintain a good confession. Speak creative words. Speak healing words from the Bible. Do not listen to doubt or unbelief. Turn it off. Don't listen to it. And know that it is God's will for you to be healed. Amen. So today's blessing, may the Lord bless you and may the Lord keep you. May the Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you, giving you his peace. May you have the knowledge that you have received today from the Lord, a fresh touch of his supernatural power. You have been divinely destined to accomplish the purpose of God, and nothing on this earth can stop you, because heaven has anointed you to fulfill God's destiny. Walk in grace and peace. Live in the confidence and joy in the worst of times, in the best of times. God has you in his palm, and no one can remove you from his hand. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Shalom. Amen.
Thank you. see.